The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In today's shiur, we'd like to discuss the concept of Tayser Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayinim and Beis says, Omer Rav Chia Bar Oven, Rav Toli Shal Shabbos Bar of Shabbos. Rav Davin the Meiriv of Shabbos, that means Friday night. Rav Davin that Meiriv early on Erev Shabbos, before night time. Rav Yoshia Matzli Shal Matzah Shabbos Bar Shabbos. Rav Yoshia Davin the Meiriv of Matzah Shabbos early on Shabbos itself. The Gemara continues, Rav Toli Shal Shabbos Bar of Shabbos. Rav Davin, the Tefillah of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Oimer Kedusha Alakoyes, Oyeinu Oimer Kedusha Alakoyes. Did he say Kiddush also during the daytime in Erev Shabbos? Or he did not say Kiddush during the daytime in Erev Shabbos? In other words, did the level of Shabbos that he accepted on himself by davening early, is that create enough of a Shabbosdika level that a person is able to say Kiddush on Shabbos? Or no, he did not say Kiddush. Halakos. Toshin Ma, we learned. The Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel. Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, a person is able to daven the Tefillah of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Well, Omer Kiddush Halakos. And he's able to say Kiddush on a Kos. We'd like to discuss what is the whole concept of accepting an early Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, in the name of the Shlo and the Sefer Chassidim, discusses. If a person is eating a suda on an early Shabbos, which is the Gemara's halacha, he was Makadosh al Kodesh before. Let's say, even besides your Kiddush, he also ate a suda. And it's now getting later and later. Does he have to stretch his suda in order to allow that part of the suda should also be eaten after nightfall? Why? Because the Torah says a person is supposed to eat three sudas on Shabbos. It says, Achlu hayoyim. Person should eat it today, three sudas, says by the month. So therefore, if a person is eating a suda on Erev Shabbos, it's not Hayoim, it's not Shabbos itself. So one can argue that a person has to continue the suda from the beginning of Shabbos, from when he accepted Tayser Shabbos, all the way into Shabbos, in order that he should be able to mekayim the inyan of Echlu Hayoim. Or no, do you say that a person can eat the whole suda on Erev Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Shlo and the Sefer Chassidim that a person who is eating a Suda before Shabbos has to continue the Suda and eat at least one Kazayas after it becomes nighttime. The Taz and Simon Reis Sadi Aleph of Cotton Vav brings a Maharshal that is of the same opinion that a person who is eating a Suda from before Shabbos has to continue the Suda and eat a Kazayas at night. However, the Taz disagrees with the Maharshal, and the Taz says that since he accepted himself Tayser Shabbos, he does not have to eat a Kazayas at night, because by the virtue of the fact that he accepted himself Tayser Shabbos, it has the status of Shabbos. So since it's considered Shabbos, so I'm being the kind of the mitzvah of eating three sudas on Shabbos, that's called a Chlu Hayoyim. The lashon of the Taz, the words of the Taz are Veli Nira, keeping the Tayser Mechol HaKodesh Doraisa, Al Kein Yotza Shaper Afilu Gor Makodem Alayla. Since Tayser Shabbos is Doraisa, which is the opinion of many Rishonim and Achronim, therefore he is Yoytze if he accepts on himself Shabbos early, even if he was Goymer, even if he finished his Suda before it became nighttime. What is Pshat in the Machloikas, the Marshal and the Taz? What is the argument if a person has to finish the Kazayas at night? Is that something that he has to do even if he accepts Tayser Shabbos early or not? Everyone agrees to the concept of Tayser Shabbos, so why would the Marshal hold that a person has to eat the Kazayas at night, and on the other hand, the Taz says that because of Tayser Shabbos, you do not have to eat the Kazayas at night. So the Achronim explained this based on a Chakira in the understanding of the idea of Tayser Shabbos. A person can understand Tayser Shabbos in one of two ways. That through his acceptance of Shabbos, through the fact that the Torah says a person can accept Shabbos early, the Torah is telling us that a person has the ability to accept Kedusha Shabbos and Yontiv and create a spashus of the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontiv. In a certain sense, the Kedusha of Shabbos is spreading to the day before. It's as if I am starting the night of Shabbos already during the day of Friday. And that's the whole chiddush, that's the novelty of Toser Shabbos, that I'm able to accept and create a status of Shabbos itself through my acceptance of Toser Shabbos. Or no, the concept of Toser Shabbos is not more than accepting on yourself certain levels of Isurim, certain prohibitions that apply from before Shabbos. And it's obviously a certain level of Kedusha, because that level of Kedusha is what generates the prohibitions, but it's not creating the essence of Shabbos in the day before. It's a certain level of Kedusha, sort of a smaller level of Kedusha Shabbos, which begins before. But it's not the essence of Shabbos. So if I hold that Taisha Shabbos is that I'm creating the essence of Shabbos the day early, so then I understand why I don't have to eat a kazayas after Shkia. Why? Because I'm already eating the Suda of Shabbos on Shabbos. That's called the Chlu Hayoyim. That's the concept that the Taz is saying. That since Haisafa of Chalal HaKadosh is Deraisa, so I'm Yoitza, even if I was finished Kaidim Alayla. Because that is Shabbos. Today, Erev Shabbos is considered Shabbos, so I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah of Chlu Hayoyim. I do not have to eat a kazayas after Shkia, because this is as if it's Shabbos already. And it's the night already. On the other hand, the Mashal holds that the whole concept of Taisha Shabbos is to accept in yourself certain prohibitions and a certain level of Kedusha on a smaller Madrega than Shabbos itself. So you cannot consider that Shabbos itself. Therefore, you're not Mekayim HaKlu HaYoyim, and you would have to sort of extend the Suda into the night and eat a kazayas after Shkia. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Lechach Toiv, Klal Ches, which is brought down in the Sefer Chagvei Asela, to explain the opinion of the Marashal. Rabbi Yosef Engel is discussing over there, are there any mitzvahs in the Torah that were given just in order to be a siyog, to be sort of a fence around other mitzvahs, a preventive mitzvah to prevent a person from being over any other yisurim? One of his proofs are the concept of Tais for Shabbos, which is, and it's created according to the Medrash that he brings to be a kind of siyog. This Medrash is in Bereishis Rabba Perek Yod. Amar Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, Basar v'dam she'eni yodea lo itov lo regov lo she'oisa, a person does not know his hours or his minutes or his seconds, who ma'isa mechayel al-kodesh? He has a requirement of adding mechayel al-kodesh. Ha'ol ha-kodesh baruch hu she'yodea regov v'itov v'she'oisa nichuz b'yikichot asayra. Ha-kodesh baruch hu does not have to add mechayel al-kodesh. He does not have to add any extra time to be careful not to run into Shabbos, because Hashem knows exactly when is the beginning of Shabbos. So therefore, he does not have to add anything before Shabbos. However, a person that is not able to calculate the exact second of the onset of Shabbos, he has to give himself extra time and accept himself twice for Shabbos. This measures would indicate that the concept of twice for Shabbos is sort of a level of Isser that a person accepts on himself before Shabbos in order not to run into Shabbos. He's accepting himself twice for Shabbos that he should not get too close to Shabbos and Chas v'Shalom do Melacha on Shabbos itself. The other side of the coin is that, no, it creates and it generates a level of Shabbos and an essence just like the night of Shabbos itself. It's as if I began the night of Shabbos on the day before. The Marashal and the Taz are having a machlokes that we find in a different place in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Samach Ches Sifkan Aleph. The same exact machloikas with the same logic between the same two Gedolei Achronim, the Marashal and the Taz himself. In Simen Tov Reish Samach Aleph, the Taz brings a Marashal that discusses a person who accepted on himself an early yontiv on the night of Shmini Atzeres. He's holding the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he decided he's making an early yontiv and he wants to accept on himself Shmini Atzeres early. So the Marashal says he has a problem. What's the problem? If he's going to say Kiddush early, he's going to be saying Kiddush on Chol HaMoed, and on Chol HaMoed a person still has to say Leisha Basukah, as opposed to the night of Shmini Atzeres, where we do not say Leisha Basukah anymore. So he's coming to say the Kiddush of the night of Shmini Atzeres, and the night of Shmini Atzeres he does not have to say Leisha Basukah, but he's saying the Kiddush early during a time where he would have to say Leisha Basukah. So a person is going to run into a shaila. So even though ein brachos ma'akvus l'chatchila, a person should not say kiddush until the night. So if it's Shmini Atzeres, according to the Marashal, a person should not eat the suda or make kiddush like the Gemara says, you should not do Kedusha. The Gemara says that Rav did Kedusha al Kais, but on Shmini Atzeret, the Mashal is telling you should not do that. Why? Because you're going to run into this problem of having to say Leisha Basuka. The Taz argues very strongly in the Mashal, and the Taz over there says, no, if a person accepts on himself Taisvus Yontiv, he's creating the essence of Yontiv already, and he has every right to say Kiddush or Shmini Atzeret and not say Leisha Basuka because it's not Yontiv anymore. The words of the Taz is the Vaday Misha Moisiv Mechala Lekodesh, who Oisal Pit Sivita Yosenu, a person who is being Moisiv Mechala Lekodesh is being Mekayim and Mitzvah De Reisa of Toysa Shabbos Toysa Yontem. Kavach Cholaf Holach Mimenu Chayvas Hayoyim. It has already gone from him the Chayva of the day before, meaning the requirement to say Leishav Asuka of Cholamay. Mashahoyol of Koydim is Cholaf Holach. It's as if it's the night and it's the next day mamish. A very strong lashon of the Taz. And the Taz is going with his opinion that he said before in Siman Reis Tzadi Aleph, also arguing on the Mashal. And he's saying that the night of Taisus Shabbos extends to the day before, Taisus Yontav extends into the day before. It's as if it has begun already, the night, the following night has already begun on the previous day. So therefore, a person has no problem by not saying Leishah Basuka, because for this person, it's already Shmini Atzeres. By his acceptance of Taisha Shabbos, he's created on himself a level that it's already Shmini Atzeres, and he has no need to say any more the bracha of Leishah Basuka. So it comes out again that the Taz and the Mashal are arguing on the same two sides that you understand the concept of Taisha Shabbos. Do you say that the concept of Taisha Shabbos is that you're extending the essence of Shabbos to the day before, and it's as if it's already Shabbos completely, and it's the night of Shabbos? Or no, do you say that it's not really the night of Shabbos, it just has a certain level of Siyog, a certain level of Isurim that has on the day before, but of course it's not the essence of Shabbos? There are certain people that wanted to bring into this discussion the famous Shiloh of a person to light a candle, Sfiras Omer, on early Shabbos. Do you say that it's already the next day? So therefore I'm able to count the sphere of the following day, even though it's not the next day, yeah, because it's still Taisha Shabbos, I'm doing it by day. Because no, I say like the Taz, that the concept of early Shabbos is that I'm extending Shabbos to the day before. On the other hand, the opinion that you cannot do that would go with the logic that you're not extending anything. You're just accepting on yourself the Yisurim of Taisha Shabbos. And those Yisurim a person has before, but it's not the essence, and therefore he would not be able to count Sirius Omer on the day before. It is interesting to note that the Taz in Siman Tov Reish discusses if a person had missed hearing Tkiya Shofar, and he had accepted himself on himself early Shabbos, and after he accepted himself early Shabbos, he realized that he had not heard Tkiya Shofar. The Taz says that even though the concept of the Taisha Shabbos would say that it's nighttime, still, you cannot take the idea so far and say that he should not be yotze anymore his mitzvah deraisa of Tkiya Shofar. Because even though it's contradictory, even though if a person accepted on himself early Shabbos, technically he's already holding in Shabbos, and by him it's already the next day, but still, if it's going to cause that the fallout is going to be that he's going to be missing the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, that he's going to be over a mitzvah deraisa, he should not take it so far and completely miss a mitzvah deraisa. He does say that a person should not say the bracha on Tkiya Shofar because since ain't a bracha's ma'akbis, so in that, the contradictory status of Tatsu Desas that he now has of Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, of having a din of the mitzvah of Erev Shabbos, that's enough to exempt him from saying the bracha, not to run to a shayla. But if he's going to completely lose the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar because of that, he definitely should be mekayem the mitzvah of Shofar. So it would seem that even according to the Taz's opinion, that a person, the concept of Taisha Shabbos means that you are moving back the Shabbos day to the day before, and you have the status in Erev Shabbos as if it's Shabbos itself, but a person should not take that idea so far to completely absolve himself from a mitzvah that he should have done on Erev Shabbos. For example, Tkiya Shofar. He does bring in the discussion that could be Tkiya Shofar should have been allowed on Shabbos. The Chacham were only guys are not to do it on Shabbos, so therefore, since it's only a Gzeir, but that he only brings in as a second svar. But as the main svar, he writes, that even though the concept of Taisha Shabbos is completely as if you're bringing in the next day, however, it does not justify so far that a person should completely lose out the mitzvah that he had from the day before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.